This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Some people know our next guest as Mrs. Wolfpup, but I'm going to introduce her as my favourite Real Housewife of Melbourne. Welcome to the show, Gamble.
Hi, guys. I'm just phoning in for this competition. You know, the scariest show I've ever seen is Jaws.
Oh, Jaws.
Yeah.
So is that stop you going into the water again since then?
Kind of, deep sea swimming, no thanks. Although I did swim with whale sharks.
They're beautiful, recently. Aren't they?
Aren't they divine? And then you can see, if you look below them, you can see that you've got the nastier sharks underneath. And I'm like, okay, I want to get out of the water now. Anyway, sorry, that's a bit off point. Hello, guys, and good to see
good
you.
Good morning. Welcome
what
to Joy.
What a joyous morning it is. It's beautiful here. Melbourne is finally feeling like summer.
We are on point, aren't we? About time, Melbourne. Because we've got the races coming. We've got to start looking pretty.
Jeez, I know. What are we going
to
wear?
But look, before we go on to about why we've got you here, first let's get all the dirt out of the road.
Okay.
Have you spoken to Gina since the reunion?
I spoke to her because we had a mutual stalker.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I know, it's really, really
so have you been
a good
down
moment.
To like Chemist Warehouse and picked up any of them? I think they're on sale for like 99 cents, some of her perfume out the front now.
I mean, well, it's kind of good stuff. I needed some mace, so. I'm just kidding. It's a fabulous fragrance. But I've got no grudge against Gina. We sort of like, we've had it out now. I haven't spoken to her much except for this one strange occurrence. But Janet and I are really good friends.
Well, I love Janet. So you're in. Yourself and Janet, my favourite on the shows, you seem to be about the only ones that just say what you feel, don't double back on it and go back. Not like that Lydia. Have you met Lydia? There's a lady there called Lydia. Oh, my God. She tried. Each season she decides she's going to try a new narrative. Now she's trying idiots think they're going to pay $300 to come to her house and learn how to cook.
Well, yeah. Well,
haven't done that? You haven't been to Lydia's house for dinner?
Well, if anyone knows how to eat, I mean, or cook, I mean, she'd be the one that I get a meal from out of everyone. But, I don't know. I love you on Gogglebox. It's so hilarious. I remember the first time we saw it, we just... so surprised because our producers were working on the same show and they couldn't tell us. And it was just so funny to watch your particular family. It was just so funny, you know, it's just hilarious. It's exactly how I watch Housewives.
Well, I'm going to say the first season of Gogglebox, there was a couple of housewives, and not you, and I won't say who it is, who started sending us little presents to try and get us to say nice things about
Petty Fleur?
Them. Well, I wasn't going to say it, but she kept telling me, I'm your favourite. I thought, sweetheart, what you don't know is, I said, where the hell did they find this one? Shave her down and put her in a $200 dress.
Shave her down.
Now, Tom, we've got a guest, so I'm going to bring us back to what we need to talk about now. So,
I thought I had Gamble here so we could gossip about Real Housewives.
I know, it's really hard because they become family. So even if you have a go at them on the show, when people sort of have a go at them off, you're sort of defensive about them. It's sort of like that sister that, you know, gives you the shits. But if anyone else gives them, you sort of like feel defensive
for
them.
Well, we're the same. We've become this dysfunctional family.
Yeah.
We mightn't have been friends.
You guys want a Logie.
Three, sweetheart.
Shut up.
Three.
So jelly. And I can't.
How do you think we feel winning Logie. The Logie, watching it, and you lot get to walk the red carpet
I
and we're not allowed?
I had my teeth knocked down on the red carpet, darling.
Well, to be honest.
That was not great.
Kelly is our publicist and she told me that she had to hold them for you while they're running around.
They're my real teeth, too.
I hear all the gossip.
I just had them broken in the middle and so they're capped there. But, geez, it's a bit of a shock.
Well, listen, your hubby's into fixing your eyes. Couldn't he just take them the other direction so you couldn't tell you weren't missing them? Rather than fixing your eyes, give you bad eyesight. Then you think your teeth
Don't
are great.
That Madonna look when she decided to like drill them inside. I don't know what happened there. Anyway, no.
So the annual Feast Festival returns with a flurry of pink feathers as it's set to descend upon Adelaide for 2 weeks, bursting with queer art and culture. The majestic and elegant pink flamingo is this year's theme for a program that supports LGBTIQ+ South Australian artists and event producers across a range of genres. And each year the festival kicks off with the Pride March followed by all the glitter and glam of the opening night party, which Feast transforms the Migration Museum courtyards into a clear queer flamingo wonderland, which will be headlined by none other than yourself, Gamble. How exciting. How are you feeling?
Oh, no pressure there. 2000, fairly people are ready to critique your performance. But yeah, I'm really excited. We've got beautiful dancers. I've got six dancers. I've got my band that's come over from Perth. They're heavy rock guys, and we've written a song for Feast. Yeah, I'm really excited. It's called Fire and Fury. But don't worry, it's not depressing. Everything's sort of amped for Mike and really good fun. So we've got lots of costume changes. I mean, it's a bit over the top, but I'm excited. I mean, how else are you going to do it? But
it's a gay event, sweetie, and if it ain't over the top with multiple changes, you know this.
I'm so excited because we hope to take the show on the road. If it's if it goes all right, we'll take the show on the road afterwards.
Oh, good. So is this going to be your biggest audience that you've performed too?
Yeah, absolutely. The last one was my husband in solo in a theatre. Though I did perform on the weekend to sort of like hash out some, you know, to see how it was going to go with a very friendly crowd. My husband has a cataract surgery meeting every year with all of the ophthalmologists in Australia. And so they all know me really well, so I got to hash it out there. So, yeah, a few mistakes are made there and I won't repeat them at Feast. But you guys have got to get tickets. It's going to be an amazing week. So we kick it off on this Saturday night. But through the week, there are so many amazingly talented artists. There's so much to do. I'm going to stick around because I want to go to so many things. And it's so inspirational. And it's just such a joyous year. I mean, like, it really is a year to celebrate and embrace everything that we've got. That everything that's happened, all the walls that have been broken down, and I can finally feel really Australian again, you know, and feel really proud to be.
Correct. Fantastic. Gamble, you recently released a new single, I Can't Tell You Why, a soulful rock cover track. What type of music are you listening to at the moment?
Oh, God. Well, my own at the moment. We've been writing music. So, I'm just really, like, working really hard. Like, on the way here, I would normally listen to your show come in, but I'm really working hard on my voice. But I really like rock and roll and bit of pop. I mean, at the moment I'm working so hard on writing my own music, it's hard to say.
So you're writing at the moment?
Yeah.
How exciting for you?
Yeah, it's really fun, yeah.
Look, because, I mean, as you know, Jason Singh is a favourite of our show here. We've had him in, got to sing, we got to preview his sing, and he did a very amazing. Good job on your first song.
Let's have a little listen to
a
bit of
thank you.
This time featuring Jason Singh.
Fantastic. We love Jason here.
I love him too. He's amazing. But he was working on his own album.
Yeah.
So I had to go over and find some people. And these the guys over in Perth are friends of my family and friends of my husband. And the guy that is like the lead of the band, when I first suggested I wanted to do a song for Rick, he said, you should just follow your dreams. And he's like, Jesus, like, he doesn't drink. He's really like peaceful hippie. And I asked him, I said, would you help me do some music? Because I've really got no one to work with in Melbourne. And they said, yeah, fly over. And it's worked out really well because we're not attached to anything. We sit down and have writing sessions and we have a song. But there's no arguments like a band would normally have.
Which is really good. And it's probably good to keep alcohol out of it or things like that.
I bought them a case of Corona. I came back like a month later and it was still there. I'm like, you guys are so straight.
Yeah, that's not rock and roll. What happened? Well, we had one of somebody else in here the other day, some rock and roll guy that told me he doesn't drink, doesn't let the band drink anymore. And I'm looking thinking, oh, when did we all go soft?
You can't really. If you want to get it right, you can't.
Gamble, a couple of weeks ago, Tom and I went down to it was Luna Park, wasn't it?
Oh, correct.
And we saw Mama Alto perform, who was just absolutely amazing. Now, she's going to be joining you on the opening night party stage.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, along with Miss Burlesque Adelaide 2018 winner Vivian von Coffin.
I've seen photos of her. She looks amazing.
She looks amazing. But definitely Mama Alto, she sings like an angel. So she's going to come after you.
Oh, great. That's fantastic.
Well, no, but
no pressure there. I can't wait. I'm quite different, so I've got my own
style.
Definitely,
and that's
and, you know,
whole
we've
idea.
Just got to embrace who we are, and I can't change myself. I couldn't do Madonna. I can't do Kylie. I'm a bit, you know, gruff and loud and a bit of a rat bag. So I just thought I'll embrace that and I'll just go with it.
I mean, all those people that love television like myself, then we get to watch it. So we found out we actually got to see you have a bionic ear. Is that what I want to say?
I had operations on my ear when I was about 21 and I lost my confidence. I had a publishing deal at 18 as a writer and I used to write songs back then. And it just rattled my confidence. And I could hear, I just didn't know if I was pitching properly and it shook me up. And I went back, and why I did I Can't Tell You Why is because they told me I was too old to do it at 24 when I got my confidence back, and then I really destroyed my confidence. And so I just thought, stuff it, I'm just going to do it myself. People can self-publish now, and it's really liberating. And it's not that hard to do. I mean, it's a lot of work. You have to wear many hats, but you can do it yourself if you want to. And that's what I love about the music industry now, is that you don't need the big fat guy with a cigar trying to shag you. You can do things yourself.
No, and you've got a lovely husband for that, Mr. Dr. Rick Wolf.
Yeah,
Wolf. Why would you need...
He's amazing. I love him so much. He's such a good husband.
Well, I can tell you, he comes across beautiful on TV. He comes across, and so does your love. So regardless what those other bitches were carrying on about, I was there for
They're
you.
They're just jealous they don't have a decent husband they can bring on the show. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that.
So the Feast Festival runs for 16 days from Saturday the 10th of November to Sunday the 25th. Includes a variety of events, as you mentioned before, including cabaret, theatre, comedy, music, literature, conversations. Gee, it's a busy event,
isn't
it?
Get your tickets, really. Yeah. It's going to sell out. I can't. I'm booking tickets now for my friends to get onto airlines. You've got to get onto it now. Everyone needs to come from all over Australia. It's going to be amazing. And, you know, Adelaide's a great place for young people. Houses are still affordable. There's a vibrant community there. It's a really nice place to live. And I think people should go and check it out.
And you don't spend 3.5 hours sitting at a set of traffic lights. You can actually get through the city. It's true.
It's actually a really livable city. And I'm sorry, the infrastructure here is pretty tough. Yeah. Getting in to work and out of work. Anyway, it's worth, young people should go there and check it
out. You're a Real Housewives of Melbourne. Don't they just send the helicopter to get you?
Oh, yeah, right.
I saw it landing on the roof. I'm assuming it was either for you or Tim Campbell.
I should have bullshitted. I said, I'm getting some cheese and on the way, I'll come enjoy a fam.
For the full program, you can head to feast.org.au. So it's feast.org.au.
And for tickets to the opening up, which I'll be paying.
And they're very cheap, the tickets.
I
don't mean cheap as in nasty, but I mean it's about time a festival is priced where everybody can
go. It's inclusive, absolutely.
And I think that's great. So when I don't mean cheap as in dirty, but, you know, sometimes you want to go see a band. $200-$300. At least this is reasonable.
It's absolutely, yeah, true. And you know what? I love that. And it's inclusive for everyone. And yes, I'm sure if you've got hard times, you probably hustle someone for a ticket as well. Yeah. Just come. It'll be a great day.
Wake up with Tom and Warren. Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.